KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:05, we have dense fog, about 1/10 of a mile or less visibility outside of our studios. We're looking for the dense fog advisory to continue through at least 9 o'clock this morning for Cass, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Again, visibilities will be less than 1/4 of a mile in the dense fog. If driving, slow down, use your headlights and leave plenty of distance ahead of you between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you. Well, good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4100. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston say two people were arrested Tuesday evening on Union County warrants for harassment in the third degree. 55-year-old Justin G. Byers and 32-year-old Ashley N. Shin, both from Creston, were taken into custody at their respective residences and later released on a promise to appear in court at a later date. Well, the state of Iowa late Tuesday evening released an updated dashboard on coronavirus.iowa.gov that will be updated daily to include comprehensive tracking of COVID-19 in Iowa. The new dashboard includes cases, deaths, and tests conducted in each county. The state will also be providing demographic information that was not previously provided, as well as Iowa's epidemiological curve. Governor Reynolds, joined by Dr. Pinotti and Sarah Reister at IDPH, highlighted the new dashboard at her daily press conference Tuesday morning. The Iowa Department of Public Health has been notified as of last report of 189 additional positive cases for a total of 1,899 positive cases of COVID-19. That includes 199 surveillance tests conducted at Tyson plant employees, 86 of which were positive. There have been additional 481 negative tests for a total of 17,467, which includes testing reported by the state hygienic lab and other labs. According to the IDPH, an additional 6 deaths were also reported as of yesterday, including one we previously mentioned from Pottawatomie County, ages 61 to 80. Officials said also 163 persons were hospitalized, 790 Iowans have recovered since the last report, or up until the last report. Hiring new staff can be difficult even without a global pandemic, but some things must keep moving forward during the crisis, especially recovery from the floods of 2019. It's been a little over a year now since parts of Southwest Iowa experienced major flooding. Since then, Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, has been working with local communities and counties in many ways to help rebuild. And thanks to a grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration, SWPCO was recently able to create a new staff position to focus on flood recovery. After a national search, the organization is happy to report they were able to hire Leslie Wright, an Alabama native with a background in public administration and community engagement. She'll take on the additional planning and grant writing work. Wright said she was excited when offered the community development specialist position with SWPCO and immediately began planning how to move from Alabama to Iowa. There were several concerns, she said, about how a move this large would play out during a national quarantine due to COVID-19, but things seem to be working out flawlessly. Now residing in Atlantic, Leslie Wright will self-isolate for 2 weeks per the Department of Public Health recommendations before she actually sets foot in the SWPCO offices. But in the meantime, her work is not that much different than many other staffers who are working from home, as Zoom meetings, conference calls, all have become the new norm. Red Oak Police responded to a two-vehicle accident on Tuesday afternoon. At around 1:25 p.m., officers were called to the intersection of North Broadway and First Avenue in Red Oak for the crash. An investigation determined a pickup owned by 10 Point Construction and driven by Maurice Engelman of Manila was northbound on Broadway. At the same time, a pickup owned and operated by Larry Schooling of Red Oak was making a left turn to go north off of First Avenue and failed to see the other truck. Schooling struck the other truck broadside, but there were no injuries reported. Damages amounted to $6,500 for the one truck and $3,000 damage for the other. Larry Schooling was cited by police for failure to yield upon entering a highway. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were several arrests that took place from April the 9th through the 13th. On Monday, 30-year-old Alicia Maxwell was served with a warrant for assault without intent, causing bodily injury or mental illness. She was presented with a warrant at the Pott County Sheriff's Office and then transported to the jail. Saturday night, 32-year-old John Philip Fry was arrested for violation of a no-contact or protective order following a call in Council Bluffs about an intoxicated subject. Friday night, 26-year-old Caitlin Schmidt was arrested for OWI following an investigation into an accident on Interstate 680 in Pott County where her vehicle drove off the road and came to rest in an area just north of the exit ramp at mile marker 1. Friday morning, 32-year-old Garrett Hanika of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first offense. He was already in the Pott County Jail when he was served with a warrant. His bond and all applicable charges was set at $7,195 altogether. Thursday night, 36-year-old Joseph Antonio Martinez of Neola was arrested in Council Bluffs for harassment in the third degree, threatening bodily injury. And Thursday morning, 33-year-old Manuel Hernandez Munoz of Oakland was arrested in Hancock following a traffic stop for speeding. His vehicle was clocked at 97 miles per hour in a 55 zone. Hernandez Munoz's vehicle was pulled over at 380th and Mahogany in Pott County, and he faces charges that include speeding, providing false information for a driver's license or ID, and forgery. A district court judge Tuesday granted a petition to suspend Calhoun County Sheriff Scott Anderson without pay. The Calhoun County supervisors on Tuesday met in a closed session and found that sufficient cause appears from the verified allegations to suspend Anderson for willful misconduct or maladministration in office for the intoxication pursuant to Iowa Code. The court order named Deputy Jeff Feldhans as acting sheriff until a temporary sheriff can be appointed. A criminal complaint said Anderson was arrested last Saturday night by officers after he allegedly was pinning a woman to a bed in his home and holding her by the neck, choking her as she gasped for air. It took six officers and about 9 minutes to handcuff him and drag him to the patrol car after he refused to cooperate with the arrest. Anderson pleaded not guilty to assault on persons of a certain occupation on Monday. Another charge of domestic abuse assault was continued for 180 days. The 51-year-old Anderson has been the sheriff of Calhoun County since 2018. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.